Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express. Hope you guys are doing well. What an eventful week it was. Man, the CrossFit Open never seems to, disappoint. Maybe that's the right word, but man, that announcement was exciting. We got some new movements. We got a little hang, clean and jerk with the dumbbell. What is going to be in store for 18.2? I don't know, but I'm going to give you my predictions and who I think is going to win in that face-off between two former guests and good friends of the podcast, Noah Olson and Patrick Vellner. That coming up a little bit later. But right now, got to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido. Man, they have been with us since almost day one. And they have some of the best burritos, tacos, salads. Man, they've got it all. And head that, they can. You guys can find them in Chesapeake, Virginia. Man, what an opportunity it is for you guys to get involved. They got a special thing coming up with BarQ in just a couple of weeks, so make sure you guys go over to their Instagram page to find out when that is, because I promise you will not be disappointed with how good the place from BarQ, that brisket, oh my word, I suggest a brisket burrito if you are going to go over there for that event. Head over to their Facebook page to find out more information today. Guys, thank you so much for all the feedback we've been getting recently from the podcast. Got some big, big things coming up for the podcast on future episodes. We got some great guests lined up for you. But right now, it's all about the CrossFit Open. You guys can go check out our Facebook page at the Big Red Express, or also on Instagram at big_red_express. And we're going to be doing giveaways for some Stance socks every single week. Huge shout out to Steven Quick, who is this week's winner. All you got to do is, when I post the thing that what was your score, just comment your score below. It's going to be left up there until, you know, I think we're going to, you know, give you a couple days after you have to submit the workout to post the workout. And then, you know what, we're going to announce the winner. I'm just going to pick a random name and a random person. My eyes are closed. I'm just kind of swiping up and down and down and up and up and down. And then if I pick you, you win a free pair of Stance socks. And then at the end, I'm going to be doing a huge, huge giveaway with everyone that competed and, you know, that put their name in and put their scores in for the Big Red Express on Instagram. So make sure you guys go follow us on Instagram. It's a great way for us to stay connected to you and for you to stay connected with us, because we love chatting you up and we love seeing how you guys are doing. So 18.1 was a fun one. It was a very controversial one. We'll get into that in just a moment. But your top five men, or your top three men, I'm going to give you the top three men, the top three women, and then we're going to go right into the controversy that surrounded 18.1. So for the men, 18.1, your first top score was Nikolai Dueves, Henrik Ogasarsson, and Andre Gannon. And for the women, some very familiar names all across that top leaderboard. You had Sam Briggs, Annie Thor's daughter, and Kristen Holte, three of the women that, honestly, I'm not really surprised they're at the top of the leaderboard. Very impressive times. You'd really had Sam Briggs and then everyone else. Sam Briggs beat Annie Thor's daughter's rep count by almost 25 reps. So it was 452 and then 458. So, man, very impressive. Great job by Samantha Briggs. All right, so everyone, this isn't new news, but a lot of things have really just come in over the last 24 hours. We are recording this episode on a Wednesday night. It's about 7:45. We are still getting information in from sources, and we are still reading up on this as much as we can. But earlier today, so today's Wednesday, earlier today, we found out that the top scores, the number one and number two scores for 18.1 for the men were invalidated. No information was given why those scores were validated or invalidated. A lot of people were wondering, hey, maybe it had to do with the non-concept two rowers they used. They used the Exhibit rowers or the Exhibit X rowers. And so the thing that's surrounding this is, And I'm going to get into kind of some points, some good and some bad and some kind of middle ground kind of stuff. But the biggest conversation was, and I think all this conversation, all this controversy could have been solved with one simple thing. But before I get into it, it sounded like they did it with the XZBX rowers. And what these are, apparently they are, they're obviously not Concept 2 rowers. Apparently they are somewhat calibrated similarly to the Concept 2, but nonetheless, these athletes, I'm getting this source from Morning Chalk Up. That's where I learned about the story and learned about kind of the details behind it. It sounds like anticipating this issue, not for just to the athletes, but for the rest of the Caliber Fitness gym doing 18.1. The gym manager, Westy Gill, emailed CrossFit HQ specifically asking about the XZBX rowers, saying, quote, "Our gym has XZBX rowers, and they are on their website that they are calibrated exactly like the Concept 2 rowers. Are these okay to use for the open wide?" End quote. To which CrossFit HQ responded, "As long as the rower is of similar type and calibration of a Concept 2 rower, you can use it. Perhaps you can reach out to the manufacturer and see if they can provide the information." They're like, "All right, well, that sounds great." I can imagine they're probably like, "All right, this is great. All we've got to do is contact the rower or whatever." So Bennett asked the manufacturer. He emailed the manufacturer asking if they were the similar to the Concept 2 rowers, no matter what. And the XZBX, they got this response. "The XZBX rowers count calories similar in type and calibration to a Concept 2 rower, so we believe that it is approved for the open." So one of the things that, and I'm not going to call it the X, because I don't know if I'm saying XZBX right or whatever, but one of the things, I'm just going to call it Rower X. And one of the things that I have a problem with, not in just this kind of conversation that's going on between the gym owner and then the CrossFit Games website and then the manufacturers, I've got no problem. It seems like it's pretty straightforward. They've got screenshots. I will post the article below. You guys can also go to our Facebook page if you guys want to read the entire article in its entirety. But it sounds like this gym went through all the proper channels, to figure out if this Rower X was legal. And so I look at this and I'm like, okay, if they went through CrossFit HQ and CrossFit HQ said, "Hey, reach out to the manufacturer and see if it's calibrated," then they maybe we're like, you know, we don't want to reach out to the manufacturer, so we're not going to do it. But they actually got a response back from the manufacturer of Rower X, and they said, you know what, they are similarly, and they are, you know, they count calories similar in type to the calibration on a Concept 2 rower, so they believe that it's approved for the open. So when something that I don't get, and it was one of those things where I was going to save it for a little bit later, but I think it's a very good and valid point to make. So I think it's one of those things that could have been very easily nicked in the butt early. There would be no controversy if these athletes came out here and said, "We are going to try to beat the system. We are going to try to use these rowers, and obviously we are going to do it to, you know, try to beat the system and get a better score for this workout." That's one way you could look at it and say, oh, these were guys were just trying to cheat the system. It's one thing if they were trying to cheat the system and they didn't contact anyone. They contacted the system. You know what I mean? Like, they contacted the people in charge that they apparently went through all the proper channels for this whole mix-up. And the thing that I find fascinating, I find confusing, I find interesting about this whole thing is that if all that CrossFit Games headquarters had to say, and it's a guy named Lucas from the CrossFit Games, all he had to say is, "Hi, Westy, you must use a Concept 2 rower to do it through the CrossFit Games, to be eligible for the open. You have to use a Concept 2 rower." But he said, "Hey, if you contact the manufacturer, you ask them if it's okay for us to, you know, use these rowers if they are similar to the Concept 2s, then you are allowed to use this rower." They did that. They got all the information. They did the workout. And you know what? they got the scores that they got, and now because of a rule, and then CrossFit Games released this statement, and you guys can go to their page or whatever. We'll post it below in the description. This is the statement in entirety, and I'm going to kind of give you my thoughts after. This is the first time that I'm reading the statement. The second time, I haven't really kind of gotten it all in, but this is what they said right around 7 o'clock, 6:45-ish. After reviewing videos from Open Workout 18.1, CrossFit has concluded that the Rower X branded rowers are not allowed in competition. The Rower X configuration is significantly easier than the competition standard and violates the uncommon movement clause from the CrossFit Games rulebook. We'll get into that in just a second. Athletes in gyms who use the Rower X branded rowers in competition must report their 18.1 scores to support at CrossFitGames.com by the close of 18.2, March 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific time to remain in the competition. Athletes in gyms who report their scores will receive a major penalty in the form of a 15% deduction. Those who use Rower X must report their scores to remain active in the competition. So a couple of things with this. We're going to get into what the heck is the uncommon movement clause. CrossFit Games asked that, someone asked the CrossFit Games that, and they kind of posted a response. I'll give you that in just a minute. Another thing says that all athletes in gyms who use the Rower X branded rowers must report their scores to support at CrossFitGames.com. How do we know? And yes, the integrity of the sport is on the line. We have known for people in this sport to cheat in the past. They have openly cheated in the past. Why do we think that if you have a certain type of rower, that unless you have everyone that is in qualifying position or at the end of the open even, because I don't even think every workout or every person needs to submit a video or a score. If you're in the top, 200 in your region, though, at the end of the top 40, and they need to do that, and they need to make it right. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's one of those things where if it's one thing if you're saying, okay, well, this guy who's got no chance but just doing the open for fun, he submits a score, he's going to get a 15% penalty. But it's really on the honor system. So, the guy who got 20th in the world could come out and say, hey, I did this. What if these two athletes had gotten 10th worldwide in the open in this workout? We would have been having none of this discussion because, first off, they wouldn't have submitted the scores with that. And now they're pretty much their chances of qualifying for regionals and for the games pretty much done. It's two guys that no one's really ever heard of before. And their names are Jonathan Varela and Malachi Bennett. So they both had scores of 492 and 489 respectively. Like I said, they had to submit videos because they were the top scores. So in order to get the prize money, they had to go forward and say, hey, if you guys want this $2,018 for the prize money for winning the CrossFit Open, for winning the first week, we need a video, and that's probably how this whole controversy got brought up. I'd be very interested to see if these guys did not make, if they didn't, get the top two scores. If they had maybe three or four reps or, maybe not three or four reps, but like maybe they had 10 reps lower and they finished in the top 100 in the world, but still pretty good in their region, top 20, whatever. There would be no conversation about this happening. So I think one of these statements that comes in here is the whole, this is what it is. It's everyone that's used this certain rower, let us know so we can dock you 15%. You give out that 15% deduction, that's a calling card for me that, yes, I would do it because I got integrity and I would do it. But think about the person that has missed out on regionals for the last 5 years. Maybe they have been one or two spots for the last couple of years. They really want to make it, and this is the best workout. Most likely, they are not going to submit a video or submit a score saying that they use this other rower. whether they, you know, did really well or not very well. You know, and honestly, I think it's only going to depend on if they have all these athletes submit the scores after the workout ends anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, if at the end of the CrossFit Open, the top 40 scores get put in, top 30 people, you know, to figure out who's going to regionals, this is what happens. You know, you got to submit 18.1 and 18.5. That's the only thing that you can, you know, say, okay, it's a fair playing field all across the world. So another statement that was used, thing that was used is the uncommon movement clause in the CrossFit Games rulebook. So pardon the length, and I know this episode is going to be a little bit longer, but I want to get to the 18.2 predictions and who I think is going to win between the face-off of Patrick Vellner and Noah Olsen. But I really wanted to discuss this in full because I think it's such a very important issue, and I think it could have been, you know, stopped pretty easily. And where does the CrossFit Games go on? And kind of some suggestions I have. I'm just being critical. Obviously playing some armchair quarterback, but you know what? I'm a CrossFit journalist. I talk about CrossFit, and I'm going to talk about it as much as I want. So if you guys want to tune off now, go ahead. We will miss you. Tune back next week. We'll preview 18.3. Hopefully there will not be too much controversy around what's coming up, but nonetheless. All right, so this is – so someone asked, wow, shouldn't that type of decision be made before the open starts about, like, what type of rowers to use? I think so. I think, honestly, you know, let me read this and then I'll go into my opinion. The CrossFit Games says, good question, Matthew. The equipment used is in violation of the uncommon movement clause, in which is in the rule book of each participant acknowledges and signs. It's a huge document that everyone expects that they read it. Any violation of the prescribed workout format included in the movement standards and range of motion will result in repetitions being disallowed. Therefore, athletes and judges should be familiar with the uncommon movement clause, which is in quote, any movement deemed uncommon, out of the ordinary, or is used to amend, shorten, or change the accepted movement standard or range of motion, including the line of action of any movement, can be and will be disallowed. It is the responsibility of the athlete to notify their judge or their CrossFit Inc. of any questionable movements before the workout. Now, reading that description and that, you know, what that is, this is what it tells me. It's the responsibility of the athlete to notify their judge or CrossFit Inc. of any questionable movement before the workout. I'm pretty sure that these athletes did, unless these screenshots that I'm getting from the Morning Chalk Up are invalid or they're fake. I'm pretty sure what they did was they emailed saying, hey, are we allowed to use this rower? This is an uncommon thing. We're not sure if we're allowed to use it, but can we use this rower to row for 18.1? It sounds like they went through the proper channels and CrossFit Games said, hey, reach out to the manufacturer, see if it's okay, see if it's just like the concept too, and we'll go from there. It sounds like it all checked out, so they went on with the workout, and obviously it wasn't worked out. But the thing that got me is that if they did reach out to CrossFit Inc., like if those emails are legitimate and they are correct, then you know what? They went through all the channels. This uncommon movement clause, which I guarantee you, the majority of people in the CrossFit universe, I'd probably say about 98% of the people that have ever been to the Open, this is probably the first time they've ever heard of an uncommon movement clause. Period. I've never heard about it, and I talk about CrossFit all the time. I would love to know how many people out there actually knew about this uncommon movement clause. It sounds to me like it's just a clause like, hey, you can just do whatever you want. Go ahead. If we see a movement that is unfair by our standards and you didn't talk to us beforehand, we're going to dock you 15% or however many reps, you know, we think you should be docked by the end of it. I don't think it's fair. And this is the first time I read that statement of what the uncommon movement clause is. Man, it sounds like they did exactly what they needed to do to go through the proper channels to make sure they did contact CrossFit Inc. It's not like they went into this workout saying, we're going to beat the system, So we are not going to talk to CrossFit Inc. We're not going to tell them what we're doing. We're not going to tell them that we're using Rower X. We're going to tell them, you know, we're using the Concept 2. We're going to tell them we're not doing anything wrong. But you know what? They didn't do that. They didn't say, we're not going to tell anyone. They sat back, they emailed, they went through all the proper, they said, hey, can we use this rower? CrossFit headquarters said, contact the manufacturer, see how it compares to the Concept 2. The manufacturer said it looks the, it's the exact same thing. How are these athletes supposed to know what is good and what is not good when they email the right sources and they don't do it? Everyone, I've been looking at a lot of these comments, people are like, well, you know what? Dave Castro said, it's got to be done on the Concept 2 rower. Well, I promise you, 100% of the people out there, and obviously we are seeing this right now, but I guarantee you not everyone has the money or has the funds or has access to a Concept 2 rower. I promise you that. But in all fairness, the CrossFit Games, they've put out these standards. They put out whatever they wanted to. Whether you like them or you don't, you may want to start reading the rule book a little bit closer if you're thinking about making it to the CrossFit Regionals. If you're thinking about making it far in the CrossFit Games, you may want to take a look at the rule book because it looks like there's a lot of rules that maybe a lot of people didn't know about until controversy kind of sparks up. A lot of people thought, okay, well, they, you know, there was a thing, we talked about it back when Ricky Garrard got popped for performance-enhancing drugs. That the drug, that the CrossFit Games drug policy wasn't clear. A lot of that controversy has been going on the last, you know, year about, you know, regional athletes that got popped for certain things that weren't technically listed on the list and all this stuff. And, you know, people should release that information to the public. The CrossFit Games should, but the CrossFit Games has something in the rules that say we don't have to do it. We don't have to release things to the public. There's so many things that I think the CrossFit Games gets away with that I think if, you know, if they want to become a legitimate sport and they, and not saying that the CrossFit Games and CrossFit isn't a legitimate sport because some of my best friends do, this is all they do. Many of you guys know that I'm very good friends, best friends with Ben Smith, and you know, he's one of the best in the game and has been one of the best in the games for almost a decade. And, you know, so I am in full support of athletes that take this very seriously. I take it seriously as a journalist of the sport of CrossFit. Obviously, if CrossFit wasn't a big thing, if I didn't think it was a big thing, I wouldn't do a weekly episode about how I think CrossFit is this or this or that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, think about it like that. You know, people are trying to take the sport seriously, and do I think that these athletes were trying to get around the system? No. From the stories and the articles that I've read and the emails that I've seen, I think they were trying to be as legitimate as possible. I think that if the CrossFit Games, you know, personnel, whoever emailed them back and forth would say, hey, you need to use a Concept 2 rower, and they would have done it, and no harm, no foul. But because they got the top scores, they went through the proper channels, this is getting blown out of proportion, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see kind of how things work out in the past and in the future. It seems like one of these incidents happens every single CrossFit game season. CrossFit, yes, is still a very young sport. One last thing before we move on to, I know I've been talking about this like crazy, but one more thing on this subject that I'm going to move and kind of conclude the episode with my preview of and my predictions for 18.2. But something that I think can nip all these problems in the rear, can, you know, make everything peachy keen, no problems at all, is if the CrossFit Games released a set of what is legal and what is not legal for the CrossFit Games. Yes, that is going to take a lot of research on the CrossFit Games part to figure out what kind of equipment is out there that is legal to use and what is not legal to use. Because I, you know, the thing about CrossFit is that anyone can do it. You can do it if you have a couple pair of dumbbells that you got from Gold's Gym and a barbell and some bumper plates and things like that. You can do it all in your garage. That's kind of how the CrossFit mentality got started. It's a garage gym. You know, anyone can do the CrossFit workouts. Anyone can do the CrossFit Open. Are we getting so far out that, you're putting standards on things afterwards. I think they're, and yes, they're going to come back, and they'll probably never do this because it's, you know, we all signed the uncommon movement clause. But if there's any, even any question, I think this is a brilliant idea. Come out with a list that says, hey, these are the brands you can use. This is the equipment that you can use for the CrossFit Open. And yes, it's going to take away some of the unknown and unknowable. But you know what? If athlete, put it out like a week or two before the CrossFit Open starts. So there's no confusion. Anyone that's at their local gym that maybe can't afford $100, $200 for a CrossFit membership that wants to do the CrossFit Open can still do the CrossFit Open. That's all I'm saying. Release a list of the brands. So say, hey, you can only use Concept 2 rowers, or you can only use Concept 2 rowers and Orange Theory Fitness rowers. You can only use Rogue dumbbells. You can only use, you know, I don't know. You guys get creative with it. It's going to take some time to find the exact list. And yes, I know it kind of beats the whole purpose of the unknown and unknowable. You don't know what, but it would be very simple to come out with a list of the legal equipment and the illegal equipment. And I think, you know, with this issue, it needs to be brought up down the line. All right, so that's enough. I'm not going to be talking about it. Maybe we'll bring it up as more information comes up. Maybe next week, maybe a bonus episode. I don't know. But 18.2 coming up, the face down between, I'd say it's the Big Red Express 18.2 workout. It's sponsored by the Big Red Express because Patrick Vellner, we had him on. We were his first podcast that he was ever on right after he placed third at the 2015 CrossFit Games. And then we had on, or 2000, it was either 13, 15 or 16, I don't remember. It was right after he had podiumed at the CrossFit Games in his rookie season. And then Noah Olson, who's been on the podcast, a very good friend of the podcast. This is the literally 18.2 brought to you by the Big Red Express. Let's be honest. If you are a guest on the Big Red Express, that means you're probably going to be doing great things for the CrossFit Open and the CrossFit Games going forward. Anyway, these are two of the top males in the workouts in the CrossFit Games history. They have had really, really good years as of late. The workout, the hint that Dave Castro kind of alluded to was they were like burning coals or something like that. So I think it's going to be a burner. It's going to be, I think, very bottom heavy. I think there's going to be some squats, whether it's front squats, overhead squats, something. But I think it's going to focus a lot on the lower part of your body. It's going to be a leg intensive workout. It's going to burn. So, man, I would not be surprised to see a lot of, you know, some maybe a lot of wall balls, maybe some squats, some wall balls, some muscle ups. I don't know. I think it's going to be a burner on both the hands. So maybe it's going to be another grip entitled workout. I could see them doing maybe some wall balls, maybe a repeat of the wall ball, double under and, ring muscle ups they did a couple of years ago. I think that'd be fun to see. It would be interesting because both these athletes are very good at the gymnastic movements, and both these athletes are also very strong in terms of moving a barbell, and they can squat a lot and squat very, very quickly. Who's going to win? I got to go with Pat Vellner on this one. Nothing against Noah. He's a great athlete. I've seen him worked out at Wadapalooza tons of times, and you know what? He obviously won the Open last year. So, but I, you know what? I think, and maybe the showdown, I think Pat Vellner could win. Will Noah Olson retry it if he does lose, and will it get more? Possibly. But I think for this face down for 18.2, it's going to be Pat Vellner coming out with the win. And I'm going to go with wall balls, double unders, and ring muscle ups, little AMRAP, maybe 15, 16 minutes. I don't think he's going to go 20 minutes again. I think it's going to be a little bit shorter, but I think it's going to be a good one moving forward. All right, guys, it is a long episode. The episode was powered by Burrito Perdido and Monster Muscle. Make sure you guys go check them out. We want to thank you guys so much. Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcast, and we look forward to hearing back from you. Leave us some feedback. What do you think of this episode? Did you like the longer format? Did you like me kind of going on a rant about the controversy surrounding 18.1? Let us know. We love hearing from you. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Until next week, good luck on 18.2. And we'll talk to you soon.